Winter is coming.
Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Michelin tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. That's TireRack.com, TireRack.com, TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yeah, baby. Final hour of the program here on a Thursday night into Friday morning. Maybe your holiday weekend has begun. If you're out and about on the highways and byways, be careful. Look out for each other. Get to your destination safely. Your family's friend or the cottage that you're sneaking off to alone will love you for it. Maybe you got the dog with you. Whatever the case is, we appreciate you listening to us wherever you may be, however you're getting us on the iHeartRadio app. Your local affiliate, foxsportsradio.com. However, we appreciate it. The expansion continues. More affiliates, more opportunity to talk and inform and entertain is really what we try to do, and maybe frustrate you now and again with some of the hot take nonsense that comes through the microphones. But it's a huge family, and we continue to grow it. We've got Bo, Alex, and Steve making us sound so good. Mike Harmon alongside Rich Ohrenberger. He's in for Jason Smith, former NFL lineman, Penn State University. I have the trading card to prove it.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I think
you're
I got
the one.
I think I got you a set of those, didn't I?
Oh, yeah. Years ago, and I appreciate it.
No, buddy. I got to get you to sign the one I have. I'm starting to build my wall, and I'm going to go back and find all former partners on air that I can find their rookie cards and start adding those as well.
That's a cool trip. Yeah,
I've had a good run here. Right?
I'll bring the Sharpie. I'll bring the Sharpie.
Oh, I
you
like
bring
that.
The card.
Well, you got to decide. I mean, do you want to go Silver Sparkle? Do you,
ooh.
You know, how do we do it? I mean, there's so many cool pens yeah. anymore. Sharpies aren't just black and red anymore.
That's a good point.
Yeah, no, you got all sorts of them. But we'll get into that. We'll figure it out. I'll buy you the giant. It's like a 64 box of crayons anymore with some of the Sharpie colors that they've come up with these days. But happy Bobby Bonilla Day for those of you that are celebrating. We talked about it in earnest a little bit earlier in the show. You get the podcast about an hour from now. Listen to it. Download it from wherever you get your audio. We appreciate it. And give it as a link. You know, holiday get-togethers. You want to bring a gift? Host gift, maybe it's a bag of chips, maybe it's a bottle of booze, maybe it's just the link to the podcast for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon, Orenberger and Harmon edition. How about that? It's
I
a
like
gift
it.
That keeps on giving.
Yeah, yeah, and, honestly, and
Justin
spread
Turner,
it far and wide.
Yeah, Justin Turner hit two home runs tonight, and Craig Kimbrell finished off the game without much stress. Very weird Dodgers game. Because there have been a lot of people calling for Justin Turner. They're looking in the minor leagues. They're going, Vargas, where's Vargas? Is he coming?
Right.
Is he coming? Instead, you know, maybe a trimming of the beard and hair and Justin Turner with a couple of bombs in a big opening to this series between the Dodgers and the Padres. You're down there in San Diego. How important is this for the fans right now where the Padres have been, even with no Fernando Tatis?
Well, it's huge. Yeah, look, anybody who follows baseball knows the name Fernando Tatis Jr., and the Padres recently have opened up the checkbook and really spent to build a team. It started really in earnest with the Hosmer deal. They paid him $144 million for 8-year service. That was 5 years ago. They signed that contract, and that was quickly followed by the Machado deal after his half season with the Dodgers after trade from the Orioles. And that was followed with this Tatis deal last season where, you know, 13 years, $340 million was peeled off for the superstar who has yet to see the field this season because of a broken wrist he didn't report to the team with until spring training opened. So it was a exciting offseason thinking about the prospective year to come. And it felt like a lot of water was thrown on that excitement with the Tatis injury. But then the season began and new skipper Bob Melvin and the staff in San Diego have been able to navigate a great record. They're winning a lot of games. And, you know, really putting the focus back on our national audience, this has become the best rivalry in Major League Baseball. And I would be interested to hear what other people think is the best rivalry right now. But in a sport that lacks regular season urgency, to have a postseason atmosphere, it's fleeting. It's rare in any of these games. But because there's real hatred, I think, between respect, but some hatred between these two squads. When the Padres visit L.A. or the Dodgers visit San Diego, it sort of feels like everybody who cares about this sport wants to tune in because it reminds you of September. It reminds you of October.
As long as the Padres are still playing baseball in October.
That's right.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's right.
Because they got Chesty last year, and then they, kind of disappeared.
Yeah, they
and
do.
And that's the way it goes. So we'll see if the new tone and structure they're in and how quickly they can get Tatis Jr. back in to be as close as they are to the Dodgers in the standing without him playing is truly a big deal. I think cross division in the American League, I'd look at Yankees, Astros. Those have a playoff kind of feel to them. But in division, yeah, I think you're right. And part of it is I'm in the belly of the beast, so certainly it gets ramped up because everybody gets really emotional and hyper and very defensive. It really gets into a very strange – maybe there's a book to be written there, Rich.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think maybe I'll look into that and try to make that happen. I'm trying to find every piece of monetization NIL deals that I can get. Hey, if you're a valued customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. And that's why Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations, they do apply. All right, let's get back into it. USC, UCLA heading to the Big Ten. 2024, just 2 years away. We'd seen the opening salvo, Texas, Oklahoma, a lot of player movement, a lot of coach movement, NIL deals, transfer portals, all of that building well to today's announcement, which honestly didn't see coming, right? We've had a lot of transfer news. Lincoln Riley shows up, and it's, all right, will USC rise as a program again? And obviously for those of us that have been in it here in Los Angeles and paid attention to the larger USC-based community and not just results on a field, they've had nothing but scandal after scandal at that school for years. So, right, looking for any kind of bright spots, the arrival of Lincoln Riley and perhaps a new dawn of football was a big deal. Well, now all of a sudden it's like, hold the phone. Now we're going to change up conferences. And so everything you've known, expected, and let's face it, the Pac-12, not seen with any level of reverence at all, right? Some for the vestiges of what USC was and some of those great teams and players of the past. And then Oregon, which has given us some great runs. And in terms of consistency, we've had it there. Washington every now and again. Utah. But does Utah play nationally? No. Right? Especially when we're talking about when the games play. And that's one of the Pac-12's bigger issues.
Yeah.
So USC and UCLA, by moving over to the Big Ten, they win there, right, for TV windows, not to mention the payouts based on media contracts, double what you're taking home for your, we'll call it the organization, since we just celebrated the end of the Stanley Cup final, Rich. But it's one of those seismic moves that probably shatters the Pac-12/10 altogether. Does open up a couple of slots, but what are they sliding into?
No, I agree with you. It's going to be interesting to see what the Pac-12 does now. I keep wanting to call them the Pac-10 because they're losing two teams, but
right.
what they're going to go after? Are they going to go after merging with another conference? You know, could this be some sort of opportunity to see teams or conferences merge, you know, to become something different then? You know, are we going to see the Pac-12 absorb Group of Five teams and just start keep rolling on as they were prior to this, you know, just with a couple of different faces around the room? It's so difficult to know what direction they're going to go in because it hasn't been easy to call any of these things. And what's actually really unique about this, because there are so many leaks in sports media, It's what's fascinating is how quiet these stories stay, and then all of a sudden, boom, within hours, announcements are made. You know, Oklahoma, Texas, that was a little more sloppy. It felt like it came out a little bit half-baked when the story broke, but we knew that they were going to get the final push and that was all going to get sorted out and they were going to join the SEC. But this, I mean, the writing's done. You know, the deal is made. The Big Ten is sending out tweets. USC and UCLA are sending out tweets. Like, this is a done deal, and they were able to keep this completely under wraps the entire time. That's probably the most shocking part of this story, is that it was just launched on us, you know, 5 hours ago, and nobody saw it coming. So I don't know what's next. I wrote it in jest, but maybe the ACC, the Big 12, and the Pac-12 should join forces and create a mega conference and try to sell their rights to Amazon and call themselves the Back 12. You know, I don't. You know, just combine
all
three.
Pretty good.
I
like that.
Yeah, throw two C's for the ACC. Everybody has their little corner of the United States. Then, you know, the SEC spread west, the Big Ten spread west, and then the Pac-12 and the other two conferences. You know, they own the rest of it. I don't know, but we're. All I know is this, is the landscape keeps shifting under our feet, and I'm not sure the music has stopped yet on this game of musical chairs.
Yeah, we'll get into some of the principles and where they could end up, but from just the larger theoretical to it, Rich, I mean, you had the alliance, and it was like, all right, you got the ACC, Big Ten, Pac-12, and trying to figure out how to navigate. Clearly, someone should have gotten something on paper if they wanted protections, because that didn't work.
No, it did not.
Right? The prenup on the breakup didn't work there because you lost two high-revenue, high-academic institutions.
But we knew that, too. That's like a celebrity marriage, right?
Of course.
You know?
But it's still just the idea of, all right, we're going to brainstorm of how to move into this next phase to combat what the SEC did. And the Big Ten just said, nah, forget it. You know, we just want to be and battle them. And look, every year we do the same thing. It's like, here's all these Big Ten teams. Will they be good come the playoffs slash bowl season? Well, their teams are built differently. And even though the offenses have changed, running games are still a big part of what a lot of those teams in the Big Ten do. When you go into bowl games and you're trying to match speed for speed, it only goes so far in the Big Ten where you're going to be able to match up man for man. Right? We see that every year.
Yeah. Yeah, but we're also we're really beyond those years where the Big Ten has been this, you know, 3 yards and a cloud of dust conference. I mean, all of the old teams that used to use the ground and pound strong defensive style of play have made their adjustments. Even Iowa is operating out of the no huddle.
No, sure. The point I'm making is recruiting speed to those schools still lacks.
Oh, well,
on a grand scale compared to the SEC.
I would say this is this is the truth with sports in general. Where do free agents go when they get drafted by Milwaukee? They go to Miami. They go to LA. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Like, warmer weather places, athletes train in warmer weather places. Athletes prefer to play in warmer weather places. Now, don't get me wrong. You could have lifers playing cold weather. And in sports with domes or arenas, it doesn't matter quite as much. But in football, if you're a receiver, where you think you're going to have more success? Catching balls at Lambeau or, you know, at SoFi? You know, those. So in college, it's the same. Would you rather play outdoors in Minnesota for the Golden Gophers or, you know, in Baton Rouge for the LSU Tigers? It to me, that you can't change the climate, right? So you're always going to pale in comparison from that standpoint. But with name, image, and likeness money opening up, I bet you there is a greater possibility of some of these fast 5-star and 4-star skilled position players sticking around in Pennsylvania and playing their school ball around the Big Ten, or, you know, going from Southern California or going from Florida to one of these Big Ten schools. I'm talking about the ones in the Midwest and the Northeast, not the two new ones out in the Southwest, because that avails them the opportunity to collect probably more coin than they could at some of these other competitive universities in the SEC.
Got to figure out how to get your ducats, right? And playing time is going to help get you that, no question about it. It is the changing landscape. We'll try to pull out the crystal ball, see what the next dominoes are to fall, as well as, you know, breaking down a little bit of the advantages for USC and UCLA arriving as part of the Big Ten, what it means for them. He's Rich Hornberger in for Jason Smith. I'm Mike Harmon, the Jason Smith Show here with me. I should remember my own name as part of the show title. I'm so used to it being truncated off. They rope-a-dope me into doing it myself.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that'll elevate your drive. touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. They'll show you the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of General tires. They're shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their general test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Now we're talking, getting after it here on a Thursday night, holiday weekend ahead. Appreciate y'all being with us. Jason Smith Show with me, Mike Harmon, here on Fox Sports Radio. My guy Rich Ornberger sliding in for Jason Smith. You find him on Twitter. Sexy. Yeah, he is. It's a tall drink of water. He'll kick your ass. He'll run block you down the street.
I'm going to eat that ass up.
Hold on now.
Well, you know.
Hey,
that.
You do what you're going to do.
I will say
that's
this.
Jason's best Mike Tomlin impression.
I've hung up the cleats and I'm done run blocking, but I will say this, my wrestling career has just began. Anybody with two rambunctious boys, and I've got two under 10 right now. I got a 7-year-old and a 4-year-old. Buddy, I mean, it is legitimately a WWE match before bed every single night. And I don't know, as the years go on, I'm starting to feel myself getting a little overmatched, especially when they tag team up on me.
Well, you know what? As soon as the foreign objects show up, you're in trouble.
Yeah. I haven't been belted with a chair yet, but don't give them ideas.
I will say this. I've got two girls, and for a while, you know, it was a little bit of the roughhousing, but the bigger thing became the complex, condo complex had a pool.
Yeah.
Has a pool. And when they were smaller, it was the, hey, can you body slam me, press slam me, throw me, all that stuff. My shoulders are so bad. Like, I go to throw a ball now, and it just slumps.
Yeah.
And then my left arm is, far lower, left shoulder far lower than my right shoulder for the rest of the day. It really is kind of frightening. Torn labrum or something there, Rich.
Not good. You're going to have to go on the IL. Extended.
No,
extended.
It just means I'm not throwing anybody anymore. That's really the bigger deal there.
I'm going to throw this out there. What do you think about, and let's put odds on it, because this is all going to happen relatively fast. I'm not talking by week's end. Maybe it'll be beginning of next week. But what would you put the odds on Kyrie in L.A.?
We could probably actually find real odds for that right now.
Yeah. Actually, some book has got to have it. But you personally, let's see if it matches up. Well, we're searching that. What would you say
I think
the percentage
chances? Yeah, 75, maybe higher.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, right now they're the favorite to be the team he plays his first minutes for in 22-23, courtesy of DraftKings Sportsbook.
Oh, wow. How about that?
So it goes Lakers, then Nets, then Mavericks.
That's fantastic.
Then the Clippers.
And the reason why it is frankly, just for the story. Like, you know, like, here's the thing I love about the NBA. There is obviously transcendent talent. I mean, what we see Steph Curry do to win a finals championship and an MVP is bananas. I mean, the guy can hit shots routinely from the logo. He's done this for a decade now, plus. It's just absurd. Kevin Durant, for a guy who's 7 feet tall and has had an Achilles rupture, to be able to still break on the basketball and create room and dribble drive the way he's able to, is just absurd. I mean, there's no other way to put it. LeBron James, he's ageless and he's approaching 40. But the offseason has this soap opera feel to it. And the fact that Kyrie and LeBron had the falling out in Cleveland, and Kyrie had to fly the coop, and he wanted to branch out on his own and try a couple of new ventures without LeBron, and then them coming back together and being paired up with potentially AD. I would assume Russ would have to be involved in the trade for him to go to LA.
Right.
It's just a soap opera.
But that's just it. It's a soap opera during the year, particularly now that you got guys doing everything they can to chirp and clap back at media, right? And starting all the WWE-like fights, like we were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
Right? So it's, all right, let's keep this going. Even on a night where you don't have games and whatever, you're the topic of conversation. Hell, look at it all year long, Rich. I mean, the Nets, were the 7 seed? And Kyrie didn't play, but 29 regular season games?
Right.
KD missed some time. Go to the Warriors, guys missed time. The Lakers were an absolute train wreck. But what did we do? We watched every bit of it. It might as well have been another episode of General Hospital or As the World Turns. All right, what's the latest rumor? And it's great for business.
Yeah.
Right, it gives us something to talk about, fans something to yell about. Or get excited about in some respects, right? Memphis rising up, although Jackson Jr. going out for 4 to 6 months. That's not news you want. This free agency begins coming off the monster season that they had.
And then you think of it from the angle of like, okay, so you get over the storyline of them reuniting, and I'm sure everybody's going to play nice in the sandbox, especially at first. But then you start thinking about, well, what does this actually mean for the Lakers, and what does it actually look like for the Lakers? Is there enough room for Kyrie on that roster? You know, can LeBron and him coexist together? You know, look, Kyrie with all of the... I mean, the oddness of this season with the vaccine mandates put on employees in New York and the fact that he didn't want to, you know, get the vaccine and it affected his team. You know, he's not exactly going to a city that has more relaxed mandates. You know, it's going to be interesting to see if any of that hangs over the Lakers' head on the other side. It doesn't seem like it will, but I guess we can't predict.
I'll tell you what, if you can predict the last couple of years, you're a better person than I.
That's a good point.
That's for sure. John Gambadoro at Gambo987. Folks tweeting at him a long time in Phoenix, asking about Kyrie. Quote, hearing Lakers for Russ, a first-round pick, and a pick swap with maybe another player involved. Maybe Joe Harris. Well, you know me. I love me some Joe Harris. Those that have listened to the show the last few weeks, hell, the last couple of years, know I recognize. Because think about the Nets missed him. He played 14 games. There's a guy that back-to-back years was a 50% three-point shooter and is suddenly not on the court. In addition to what was going on with Kyrie. Now, remember, you did the run-up with the last couple of years for Kevin Durant. If he wasn't wearing clown shoes, maybe they beat Milwaukee and move on. But when we look at it, what Gambadoro puts out is right, because it falls in line with the news of the day, which is Kevin Durant wants out of Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Right, because, look, if we're going to swap these guys, I mean, it's fun. Here you go. You know what? To make right with the world and solve the past and let bygones be bygones and This is an edict from the basketball gods. LeBron, you have to play with Kyrie again. And Russ, you and KD need to resolve your issues. I mean, that'd be delicious theater. You want to talk about soap operas.
Yeah.
But that trade makes sense with Kevin Durant saying I'm out.
Well, and to your point, like, so this is actually making the picture a lot more clear, right? You know, so you're the Brooklyn Nets, and you're trying to get either KD and Kyrie to stick around, or you're going to try to trade Kyrie for Russ and some draft picks so you can build around KD. Well, KD may be cool with playing with Kyrie, but he's certainly not cool with the idea of having to play with Russ again and rebuild with that, you know, remarriage. You know, so it makes it just like all the pieces are starting to make sense now. Like what we've seen in free agency, it was blockbuster news. Kevin Durant, he wants out of Brooklyn. Here's his list of teams that he'd prefer to go. Everybody's like, whoa, why is this happening? Well, all of a sudden it makes sense, because if Russ ends up in Brooklyn with a draft pick or two, and Kyrie reunites with LeBron in L.A., now it all makes sense. Well, that's the reason why Kevin Durant wanted out, because he didn't want OKC Part 2. He wants to go and play, you know, in an atmosphere, in a city, or with teammates who he hasn't had prior poor experiences with. It's about as likely as Kevin Durant teaming up with Russell Westbrook as it is him teaming back up with Draymond Green, which is to say, it's not happening.
Yeah, we like the chaos theories, though. All the drama that you want and then some, which is only appropriate that they have the affiliation with TNT. You know why? The tag for years was, we know drama.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. They'll show you the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Yokohama tires. They're shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Smith is out. That means Rich Hornberger is in. Smith, if you happen to be listening out and about, Tyshirt said, get the popcorn ready. He'll be there by midnight as Stranger Things. The fourth season, part two,
yes,
releases this evening. Rich, are you in on all this?
You know what? I haven't gotten into Stranger Things.
And this is where I drop him.
Yeah.
You had a good run.
But I will say this. It's not for lack of interest, because I, for probably a solid 2 week span, I wasn't going to succumb to Squid Games. Like I said, there's no way, that doesn't interest me. I'm not a subtitle guy. I'm not going to be able to hang. And then somebody convinced me, well, just watch the dubbed version. And I did. And buddy, I don't know if you ended up watching Squid Games, but it was phenomenal. So like I've gotten off of this like, oh, I'm above this. I'm above, like, no. At some point I promise you, Tyshir, I'm gonna get around to watching Stranger Things. It just hasn't made its way onto the queue yet.
Rich, know this. Every episode is at least an hour and 10 minutes. There was four seasons I've never watched. I watched it all in a week. You're gonna love it.
Really? So it's that addictive?
It's,
yeah, I'm
unreal,
finishing,
dude.
Season one. I am behind. I was not for lack of want. You know, the girls started watching it without me.
Oh, left in the dust.
I got left in the dust. I got other things to do, too. You know, try to keep Smith in line each night here on Fox Sports Radio.
I'm into it. I need a new show. And somebody said... And this is another one that may blow certain people's mind. Ted Lasso. Never got into it. Never saw
a single episode.
But
you got plenty of time before season three gets underway here.
People love it. They tell me all the time it's fantastic. It's terrific. And it's something that I need to get into.
Enjoyed that. Gilded Age. Barry, of course.
Oh, Barry, yeah.
Yeah, that was fantastic. But, you know, to go back to the whole Squid Game thing. And you said, I don't know if you've seen it. Yeah, it's. I'll give you the answer. The new Jordan Peele movie that's coming out is titled Nope, and I won't see either of those.
How about that?
Nope.
So wait a second. Is that a genre you won't touch? You won't touch like horror, suspense?
No. I'll do some of it. So like, you've got to intrigue me. The trailer.
Okay.
And if it gets overhyped, the less likely I am to jump on
board. But that's where
I don't want to be sheep, because now everybody wants me and they try to sell me. Like Jason, sometimes he'll get, we had a big argument about this the other night, right? He tries to sell you on a show, and if you don't watch it, you're a lesser person.
It's not that you're, you know what it is though? I know your feeling, right? Sometimes it pays to be punk rock. Like you almost feel like, all right, if all the cool kids are doing this and I try to be the cool kid, I look lamer because I'm trying to catch up with the cool kids. But you know what? There is something about the mob. Like, the mob can get things wrong. But if you have a million people coming up to you and telling you how good Squid Games is or how good Ted Lasso is, those are my two examples recently, or Stranger Things, like this conversation started, like eventually – Yeah, all right, because I did the same thing with Breaking Bad. Like, everybody was into Breaking Bad. Walter White, oh, you're going to love it. I'm like, what is it? He's a science teacher? He cooks meth? What the hell? I acted like I was too cool for school. And Harmon, I kicked myself for not seeing that.
I know,
sooner.
Buddy. I tried to sell everybody on that when it first started. Like, yeah, I've got no interest. And then eventually it became the biggest thing in the world. But the big thing for me is, right, if everybody's on board, and look, there was as we celebrate the Elvis movie being out in theaters, that's one of the things the girls and I will be doing on Sunday, catching up a little after Madeline's whole Dallas sojourn, is the idea that he had an album that was 40 million Elvis fans can't be wrong, right, based on how many albums had been sold, estimated at that point in the career. And I just equate it to one cinematic experience that really reinforced the, if the mob really wants you to watch something, that I can't do it because I go in expecting greatness. And that was The Matrix.
Oh.
Where I wanted to throw a rock through my television screen about 20 minutes in.
Wait, you didn't like The Matrix?
I hated it. Hated it. But everybody did such a hard sell on it.
Yeah.
And I went in wanting to love it to the point where it's like, I don't even know. I hate this.
You know what?
I'm
also I consider myself like kind of a you know, look, I'm a happy idiot. Like I when it comes to entertainment, like, you know,
have that back for tomorrow.
Yeah, I really am. Like I'm easily entertained, you know what I mean? So, you know, whether it's like the little wind-up monkey with the cymbals clashing,
I got no problem with that.
Yeah, you know, so I remember walking into a perfect example, the movie Avatar, when that came out.
Oh, I hate that. That's one I hated more than The Matrix.
And there were so many people like you who said this was overhyped, this and that. I walked out of there like, I think my life has been changed.
I love it. Visually, it's stunning. But I actually had people in the movie theater. I went and saw the black phone, and the trailer started. People started booing.
Oh, that's no. How
my, yeah,
oh my God.
Exactly. He's Rich Hornberger in for Jason Smith. I'm Mike Harmon, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon here on Fox Sports Radio. Streaming options for me and Rich. Get them in at Hornberger, at Swollen Dome. Coming up next, tea leaves for a couple of schools, and how do you backfill the Pac-12, or does it just dissolve? We'll talk next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Welcome in. Final couple minutes of the show. Coming up in 10 minutes, you got Ben Maller taking you into your Friday morning. I'm sure he's got plenty of thoughts, particularly when it comes to Laker historians, as he likes to call them, getting excited about all the news and rumors of the day. Mike Harmon alongside Rich Hornberger here, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio. Rich will be in again tomorrow. A guy who played in the Big Ten, and he's a man with thoughts, just like, well, you would expect here. As you're on air at Fox Sports Radio, Rich. So that really wasn't as big a sell as I'd hoped it to be. But when it comes down to it, you know, we get this radical realignment, right? Two big Southern California schools leave the Pac-12 for the Big Ten. Now it's a question, does the Big Ten keep expanding? Reports are tonight you had seven or more teams, some of them from the Pac-12, writing, calling, putting in more or less applications to the Big Ten to say, what about us? And you have to wonder, I think to some degree, Oregon, Washington, are those two of the teams? We wonder what happens with Notre Dame in this next game of musical chairs. But for the Pac-12, you know, in terms of just dissolving altogether, what is the next iteration of the Pac-12? I mean, you work for San Diego State. I got to feel they're starting to print Pac-12 merchandise.
Well, if there is a Pac-12, because to your point, if this continues the way it potentially could continue, like that, maybe it was just the opening salvo with USC and UCLA jumping ship. Like $1 billion network deal with Fox split 20 ways is $50 million per team. If it's a 20-team conference, they're up to 16 right now. What slows this down? I mean, I could potentially see Stanford, Oregon, Washington, maybe Colorado joining the Big Ten also. I mean, but look, I sincerely doubt that this is done is my point. And I don't know if that means the Big Ten is going to continue to, you know, add teams, or if it's going to be the SEC making another announcement, or, you know, maybe the Pac-12 is going to try to absorb some group of five teams to make up for what they've lost. Who knows what's next? But yeah, the one thing that is constant in college football right now is change. That's what I can tell you for certain.
Yeah, I think the big thing here is, you know, you keep pushing through, try to read the tea leaves and the dominoes to fall, and just recognize that, you know, you always want to buy distressed properties, Rich.
Oh, yeah.
Right? When somebody's having an issue, that's the time to swoop in. See if you can do that. And the conferences are lining up and ready to pounce. He's Rich. I'm Mike. Fox Sports Radio. Ben Mallard next.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch, so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.